Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of You Hear Me Podcast, powered by King Society and New Day, New Bars. This podcast is to be a platform for fun, exciting conversations, and to have open discussions about real meaningful topics. Now, I am your host, King Solo, accompanied by the King, the one and only,
D. Scott.
Talk to him. Hey, bro. I think we've been waiting to do this live for a long time.
Man, for a long, long time. Let's take it back to the start, man. We've been talking about this for a minute because, you know, we feel like it'd be really important to get that live episode. But, you know, I live in Atlanta. So I live in Ames. So we're kind of far away. But you know what I'm saying? When you building and when you going and you doing what you got to do.
Sacrifice. And you got to make it happen.
So we collab.
No excuses.
And now we here bringing it to you live, man, getting bigger and better with every episode. And absolutely. It's a good day.
Absolutely.
And it's a good day to be alive.
Before we really start the episode, though, I want my man D. Scott to give y'all the big announcement. Give him the big announcement, bro. Tell him what we talking about, bro. Tell him, bro.
Should I tell him, bro?
Hold on. Do you want to tell him or should we wait?
We should wait.
And just let him see it.
My bad. We know y'all love
you.
We're gonna hop in real quick with the first question of the day, man. I'm asking my boy King Solo, man, 101. King Solo, man, what's your number one principle to have in life? What's the number one principle you gotta have? You know what I'm saying? Talk about that for me.
Man, for me, it's kind of a company with a lot of stuff. So a big principle of mine is persevere.
Yeah.
But along with perseverance, you have to accompany that with some other shit, because while you're persevering, you gotta have some faith.
Of course.
And you got to be able to believe.
Believe.
So, for me, and be fearless.
Fearless.
So, them three things accompany, you know, with the perseverance, kind of go and kind of set, you know what I'm saying? It kind of molds me. Those are my main principles, bro. To be able to believe in myself, to be able to have faith, and know that regardless if I'm going through ups and downs at the current moment, that I believe in myself and that dream is still possible. And to be fearless. Attack that dream. You know what I'm saying? Go at that dream with everything I have, bro.
That's
be
important.
Fearless, because if I'm be able to be fearless, what am I afraid of? I'm not scared of you naysayers who want to doubt me or doubt us and think this podcast not going to blow up like it is. You know what I'm saying? So
like it's already doing. Good job.
You know what I mean? So them is just some things, you know what I'm saying, I just live by, bro. Being able to believe in myself, being able to always have faith, because God is the forefront of my life. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, bro, be fearless, bro. And if I accompany all those three things with the perseverance, nigga, the abundance, what'd you say?
Abundance.
What was we talking about earlier about abundance?
Okay, so I told Solo earlier, this right before we shot this episode, I told Solo, man, the key to the door of abundance is gratitude. The only way you can unlock the door to abundance is gratitude. So you got an abundance of money, an abundance of good vibes, an abundance of good energy, an abundance of good relationships.
But you need to show?
You need to show gratitude. That's the only way you're going to get in that door. You got to be grateful for what you got right now. If God bless you or whatever you believe in, bless you with 25 cents today, you be proud of that 25 cents. You be cherish that 25 cents, because that 25 will turn into 50. 50 to a dollar, and you know the rest, and you know how that end. But to unlock the door of abundance, you must have gratitude. My bad. Go ahead.
No, go crazy, bro. And I just want to chime in on that, because I just want everybody to know, bro, you have to celebrate the small victories. Being able to, because we all have these huge and huge goals. We want to be millionaires. We want to be multimillionaires. We want to be billionaires.
For sure.
But at the same time, along that journey, we can get frustrated with ourselves because we feel like we are not at that point yet, or why is he or she doing better than us, or why is he or she starting this or doing that, and I'm not. I feel like I'm sitting. You have to understand, in life, we all have small victories. And once you're able to celebrate those small victories, that bigger goal, it doesn't seem so far. It doesn't seem so far-fetched, because you on that path. You already there. You just got to stay the course and be consistent.
Yes, sir.
And be consistent. Yes, and sir. Once you're able to do that, bro, come on, man. Come on, man. Yeah.